Hello.
Hi, I'd like to speak with Dalila.
Sure.
Am I
May I
speaking
ask
with
who this
Dalila
is?
Castro?
Yes, this is her.
Yes, hi, my name is Jessica. I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. Are you a registered voter in Kern County?
Yes.
Great. Thank
May
you.
I ask what the survey is about?
Okay, so like I've mentioned, I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. Though I will not ask you any, I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. This is purely a survey and this won't take too much of your time. Okay? Well,
Okay.
thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I will vote.
Is that almost certain, probably, or 50-50?
Probably.
Thank you. And thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time? Only vote some of the time? Or do you not vote in those races?
Vote most of the time.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that the things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things has gotten off on the wrong track?
Going in the right direction.
Okay. Now I am going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Okay? First is Kim Salas. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Next is Gavin Newsom. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Next, Leticia Perez. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Next is Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Next is Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as a county supervisor?
Just fair.
Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Someone new should be given a chance.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assemblymember District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assemblymember District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Leticia.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you would vote for Leticia Perez, County Supervisor? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
And please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for a county supervisor. Climate change, jobs and the economy, homelessness, housing costs, roads and traffic, crime, or county taxes?
Housing costs.
All right. And now let me read you a series of statements about Ken Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Ken Salas for county supervisor. First, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community service to stop drug use before it starts. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
A little convincing.
Streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and the trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor.
Leticia Perez.
Thank you. Now I am going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. First, Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Minor doubts.
Perez does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Serious doubts.
As county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Serious doubts.
Thank you. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Not very.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Is that some college or college graduate? Is that Delila? Is that some college or?
Yeah, I'm not a graduate just yet, but I'm working on it. I finished spring.
Okay, thank you. And in what year were you born?
The year that I was born, isn't this just a plain survey?
Yes, but don't worry, this is very confidential. And if it's okay as well, if you're not comfortable answering that question.
No, I'm not comfortable answering the question.
That's okay. Thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Hispanic.
Is that you or a household member?
The household number.
All right, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Hispanic, Latino.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Delilah.
Thank you so much. This already concludes our survey. Thank you very much, Delilah, for your participation. I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great night ahead, okay?
Of course. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.